for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Welcome to another episode of Little Fella Radio. We have a very good show lined up for you today. I don't know why I'm talking like Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
You're still doing it.
I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yep. I feel like an alien. Don't judge me.
Judging.
All you do is judge me.
You're right.
Also, for many of you that saw last week's show, I've given up on my quest to be nice to Sydney. I'm not going to be...
I told you guys it wouldn't last for long.
I'm not going to be a douche, but I'm not going to be, you know...
I wouldn't doubt that.
I'm not going to be like, oh, Sydney, you're beautiful even though I hate you. I don't hate
Sydney. I mean, even though it's true, but like, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to hold back my punches. I'm going to let it fly, but I'm not going to like, you know, call you horrible in front of your mother again.
Oh, I thought you just said the
word. I'm not. What? Always assume I'm going to say something bad.
Yeah, because you are bad and you're mean.
Give me one good example of how I'm bad.
Because you're mean.
Tell me how I'm mean.
Because you're rude to me.
So you're not rude to me?
No.
You like the way this is double-sided, folks? Everything she does is okay, but I'm...
It's true. Everything I do is okay.
Wow. So
I'm a perfect little princess.
These double standards. So is this like the new feminist thing? Girls are always right and guys are always wrong?
No. But some feminists are like that, which is annoying.
No, some feminists...
I just think that I'm always right.
There's two types of feminists. There's the feminists who want equality for all, for females all around to get the same pay and all that. Then there's feminists who think that females should be in charge and men should be oppressed for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah, basically. Like, there's the feminists, like you said, that just, like, want equality for all. But then there's the other feminists that are just like, girls are better.
He's like, no, you have to, like, it's like, no, women should be in office. We should have a female president, females in office. We should only be able to make the rules. You can't go to school. You have to stay home and learn how to be a good dad.
Oh, whoa.
You know, all that stuff. The women go to work. The men stay at home.
That's like the thing. Like, I just, the number one thing that annoys me about people saying that women should not be in office is the fact that it's because of menstrual cycles, whatever they're called or whatever, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm
like, because they're emotional. Everyone has emotions.
I'm not going to lie. I made that joke only once about Hillary Clinton getting in office. I was like, imagine if Hillary Clinton was going through her menstrual cycle and something just ticked her off. She's like, Putin looked at me sideways. Let's nuke Russia.
Not the Russia. What did Russia do?
Just like, I don't like the way Putin's hair is. He breathed the wrong way.
Oh, God.
I'm sending out forces to kill him.
No. But it's like, girls don't think like that. Like, oh, no, it's just emotions. It's not like we're going to freaking bomb China.
Mrs. Clinton, can we have a word? I need chocolate. Leave me alone.
And it's not true. Guys just don't understand that because guys don't have to go through it. Sorry.
Well, obviously, that's what makes guys...
douches.
No.
Yes.
That's what makes people happy to be guys. They don't have to go through the week of pain. They don't have to give birth. Like, God, I'm so lucky to be a guy.
Yeah, you are.
And I don't have to get pregnant.
I mean, I don't have to. I don't want to.
That's a lie. No, I meant like not right now, but like in the future, like maybe like 10
don't
years
like
from now.
Kids.
I like kids. I just don't like watching kids for a long period of time.
Kids.
I don't like watching kids for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you can't discipline them or anything.
Yeah,
if they start crying, you can't just be like, shut up. You gotta be like, no, stop crying. Here, you want this? They smack it. Listen here, you little crap bastard. I'm only being nice to you because I have to. I'll throw you against the wall.
Yeah, that's why I can't babysit. I'll probably break someone's leg.
No, I won't hurt anyone or I won't do anything bad, but I'm just like, God, I'd rather be dead than
doing this.
I'll
put a pillow over the baby's face. I'm just kidding.
So you'd suffocate it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'd probably just suffocate.
You heard
it
here first, folks. Sydney murders babies.
Don't let me launch your kids.
Well, there goes any potential job of you being a babysitter. Nice. Just gonna break things over there.
I'm not breaking anything.
That's why we can't have nice things, Sydney.
Next thing I'm breaking is
your English.
Be your face.
It's gonna be your English.
Cha cha cha.
Your Russian spy training hasn't helped you in the art of physical combat.
Don't talk crap about Idney.
Idney's crap.
You're crap. I will take your whole family and put them in dungeon and slit throats and then feed the goats.
Yo, that rhyme. Bars?
Bars! Yes.
That Idney's, was a A1
Idney
rapping.
Idney is a rapist.
She's a rapist.
Yes.
Idney is a rapist.
She is.
Good for you. That's probably the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but you know.
No, that's probably not. Knowing the things you say.
I said heard, not say, okay? I say weird things daily.
You know what? Same difference.
But I think one of the greatest things I've ever heard was, or saw, was on my Snapchat. Someone posted something. It's just like, guys acting like they got, guys getting the ugliest girls and they're saying they got a bunch of girls. Like, no, you don't got girls. You got pets. Cha-cha-cha-chia. I laughed so hard because I was just like, it was the cha-cha-cha-chia part that got me. It's like you got pets.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
I was just like, calling them pets is bad enough, but that part,
yeah.
I almost cried. I was laughing so hard.
If anyone called me a pet, I'd probably take their dog and eat it.
That escalated so fast. Like, if anyone called me a pet, I'd take their dog and eat it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were into the dog eating business.
Yeah.
Do you own an Asian restaurant? Oh. Because, you know.
Ha, ha,
if
ha.
Your cat ever goes missing, go for the nearest Chinese lady.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my God, the Chinese lady that lives by my house. So there's this weird Chinese lady that walks. That walks.
She just headbangs across the street.
No. She walks around our neighborhood in a nightgown or like sleeping gown, and she's just weird. Like, she looks at every car that walks by. Like, she'll just, like...
It's because she's examining everything.
She's just...
She's making sure nothing's out of place.
Yeah, but, yeah. So, that's... If my cat ever goes missing, I'm going for her.
I thought you said if my cat ever goes Mexican.
No. There was this... Okay, so there was this lady in the store yesterday. Me and my mom went grocery shopping last night. And, like, she, like, called out for her kid's name. And she was like, Brian! And it sounded like a cat. And so my mom was like, was that a cat? And I was like, is she looking for her cat? But we said it at the same time and we ended with cat at the same time. And so me and her just looked at each other and started dying laughing. And everyone looked at us like we were mental.
Nice.
I mean, we are, but like, still.
Me and my mom did the same thing with her friend because we went to a main event.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us to park. She told us to follow her around. And then she told us that we need to park real quickly. And we're like, oh, you got to follow us around. What are you doing? Go find a parking space. And me and mom just like, she switches her mind so quick. And at the same exact time, we said, God, I love her. And it was the funniest thing ever. Because both of us just looked at each other like, oh my God, we're connected. It's almost like,
oh my God.
It's almost like we're related.
Wow. Yeah, almost.
It's almost like we're related.
Oh my God.
We should get a DNA test and see if we're like 0.50% related.
0.50%. Wow. Okay.
Don't judge him.
Oh, ow.
Did I hurt your ear holes? Rip, headphone users. Shh. Rest in pepperonis.
Rip. I hate when people say that. Rip.
Rip in pepperonis.
I hate it.
Why?
Because it's not rip.
Rip.
It's R.I.P.
Rip, dude who just died from Linkin Park.
Rip.
Rip.
I just hate it. It sounds so unprofessional and stupid.
Rip in pepperonis.
Rip. Like, you go to a funeral. You go to a funeral and then you have a flower and you throw it on their grave and you're just like, rip.
Or it's an open casket and you go to say your respects, rip.
You just like touch their head, you're like, rip. Oh God, it's horrible. I
can just imagine
it.
The person behind just rip.
They're just like, who invited her?
She's so unprofessional.
I just hate it. Rip.
Rip. You gotta say rip and pepperonis though.
What is that?
Ripping pepperonis.
ripping pepperonis? Like you're rest ripping in, pepperonis?
Rest in pepperonis. Ripping pepperonis.
Why?
Rest in peace and pepperonis.
Why?
Because wouldn't you want to be laid to rest in pepperonis?
No, I don't like pepperonis.
But what if you come back to life as a zombie and you need something to eat?
Well, you eat human. You don't eat pepperoni.
But if you're a zombie in a casket 6 feet underground, you're not going to be able to eat any humans. So you got to eat the pepperonis that they left for you as a sacrifice.
They don't like pepperonis.
How do you know? Because have you ever met a zombie?
Yes.
Really? Who's the zombie that you met? What's their name?
AJ.
Wow.
And he's sitting in front of me.
Wow. So I'm a zombie now.
Yeah.
So my standards have gone even lower. This Justin looking for a zombie girlfriend. Has to be undead, greenish, bluish skin, must love brains.
All the goth people out there are like, rar.
Rar XD. So far, this show has just been us bagging on people.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
But
we don't judge in real life. That's a lie.
Wow.
That's a lie.
Let's just say I've made some very hurtful jokes about some people.
I wouldn't doubt that. I feel like you would be the person to, like, make fun of a special ed kid. Wow!
I may have once or twice, but
AJ.
I went to Sunsplash recently with Carson and Jalen.
Oh yeah, Sunsplash.
And we went to the wave pool. I'm so mean.
Oh God.
And there was this tall. This lady was tall, okay, but she was also she was tall.
Don't say his name.
She was tall and wide.
Uh huh.
And so I glanced over at the corner of my eye. I was like, oh my God, it's a beached whale. As soon as I said that, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to hell.
AJ, you can't say that.
I didn't even, like, think about it before. My mind was just like, oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
My mouth reacted quicker than
my brain. The fact that your brain just automatically, like, switches to that. Shame
my brain,
on you.
I hadn't insulted someone in a long time.
Right. I tried to do the, but it just went.
So you went.
It just went.
Like an airy, like a fart that's just pure air, just. That was a horrible description. I'm sorry for anyone who doesn't have any airy farts.
Yeah, that sucks for you.
Because, what are you talking about? Airy farts are the worst.
No.
Normal farts are like, but airy farts are just like, you're like, did you just like blow out air? Are you okay there?
Okay, stop. Let's not talk about farts. That's, oh God. This is what it leads to.
Going back to Thunsplath.
Ugh.
Me and said friends went to the wave pool, and this was before we went back, but we went to the wave pool, and I had this crazy idea, like, hey guys, let's see how far we can go in the wave pool and see how long we can last without drowning.
Oh.
We didn't drown, but the people, I feel like someone knew what we were doing, so they kept switching up the waves, and so, like, we had a rhythm going where we just, like, jump over the waves and everything, and then, like, a wave would come from the side and your rhythm would get messed up. You're like, oh, I got this. Whack, whack. And you're like, oh, God, help, I'm drowning. Someone almost did drown in the wave pool.
Wow.
Yeah. We heard a whistle and I turned around and I just saw a lady, like, belly flop into the pool. A lifeguard belly flop into the pool.
Oh, my God.
And she saved the kid's life. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, okay. I'm going to still keep swimming, you know.
Everybody carry on. We don't need to worry about the dying kid.
Pretty much. I've never been to Sunsplash. I've only been to, like, Wet n Wild.
I used to, like, not like water slides and all this stuff, but, like...
Really? I love water slides.
But somehow, I was convinced to go on a lot of water slides and all that.
Yeah.
Especially the one I call the toilet bowl.
Oh, yeah. I like
the one where you go on, like... It was, like, a four-person raft.
Yeah,
so all three
of us, circle, and then
all three of us got in it. And what's funny is that Carson was on one side. Jalen was on...
His name.
I had to say it because I had to describe it. But he was on one side, Jalen was on the other side, and I was on the other part.
Yeah.
And every time we went down, we even switched positions a few times, but Carson was always the first one. Oh, dang it. Carson was always the first one. I said it
twice.
Again.
Oh, my God.
He was always the first one. He was always the first one to go down the slide first. And so I was usually sideways. He would go down first, and then Jalen would be, like, facing him. And I don't know what's worse, going down the slide first or going down it sideways, because I hate going down it sideways because I feel like I'm going to fall.
Yeah,
that'd but be going
funny.
Down it first, you're like, oh, God, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And so...
Wait, is it the raft that's, like square, kind of? Like, circle squarish? That okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, just, like, one long one, because, like,
no.
The Wet n Wild, they have both. So
they have,
like,
the square one.
Yeah.
And, like, we were going around it, and...
Bless you.
Me. I don't know where that came from. And it was fun. Person described it as...
Caught yourself there.
I didn't... you get a half one.
Half of it.
We went down it so many times, and he said that it was going to give me whiplash. It didn't give me whiplash, but we went down it like 6 times. And Jalen... What's funny about Jalen is he knew pretty much half the people that work there. Like, he'd always be like, oh, hey, what's up? And then if he didn't know them, he knew them by the end of the time we were there, because he made friends with pretty much every lifeguard that we met. Like, on the toilet bowl ride, he became friends with the lifeguard there. He was just acting like a dork.
I feel like lifeguards hate their jobs.
I don't think they hate their jobs. I think they hate some of the places they're stationed.
True. I don't know. I just go to Wet n Wild and everyone like there just looks like they want to die.
That's because they're stuck in the heat watching a bunch of snotty kids run around.
Yeah, you're right.
You tell me how much fun that sounds.
I'd probably kick a kid.
That's not nice.
Who said I was nice?
That is so true. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty much Sunsplash for me. Oh, before I do that, Mr. Person He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yes.
Beat the producer at his own game. I don't like you.
Oh my god.
But he convinced me to go down the half pipe. You know what a half pipe is, right?
Yeah.
Well, he convinced me to go down it. And so I was like, okay, but if we're going down it, you're going down back first. Because I don't
want to.
I'm not going to. He convinced me to go on it. So he had to force himself to go down it the bad way. And so he went down it the bad way. But I was like, oh, this is going to be fine. It's just going to drop you really fast. But what scared me was when we sat down, the lady said right before we go, okay, guys, tuck your chins in. And I was like, you want us to tuck our chins in? Why? And then we dropped down. I felt my whole body just kind of like, I felt the soul leave my body. That's how fast we just dropped.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, why did you think tuck your chin in meant make a double chin?
Well, because I was just confused. I was like, tuck your chin in. Like, tuck why? Your chin. I know. I was like,
that's how you tuck your chin.
Well, I did after we started going down. I went like that. But at first I was like, oh, God, how? Why? Why do we need to tuck chin in? And then we went down. I was just like, oh, now I know why we need to tuck chin in.
Yeah. Isn't it the one where, like, so it's basically like you go through a tube and then it's the half pipe and then you go into a little pool?
Well, no, the half pipe was kind of just like.
Oh, it was boom, just boom. The back and forth one?
Yeah, and then you kind of just, like, slid.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Because there's one at Wet n Wild, but it was kind of like there was a little slide that led to a half pipe, and then you just kind of, like, whoop.
Oh, no, this one just dropped you.
Oh.
It's just like, ready, go, whoa! There's also a ride there called the Double Dare, which Jalen went on. It's where you go up onto, like, this platform, you sit like this, and they say... They put you in, like, this little container, and they have, like, a heartbeat going on to try to scare you. And it's where they pull a lever, and it just drops you into the slide.
I want to go on that.
I will never go on that. That sounds terrifying.
That'd be fun.
No.
Yeah.
I would never go on that. And what's even funnier is that He Who Shall Not Be Named said that it reminded him of The Empire's New Groove, where What's-Her-Name was just like, pull the lever, Kronk! And then the lever was pulled, and she screams, wrong lever.
Wrong level. Whoa.
Wow. The inner man inside of you just came out.
The Russian people are saying hello.
The Russian people. They've taken control of your body.
Yes.
It's time for you to run away.
From my own body?
The only way out is suicide.
Oh, no.
Suicide's never the answer, kids.
Yeah.
Call the suicide prevention line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But I was on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Or was it Facebook?
Both.
It was one of the two. They're both owned by the same people. And I saw a trailer. I think it was Instagram. Saw a trailer for the new Lego Ninjago movie. I didn't watch the trailer because I could care less about that because I completely forgot about the show. But...
Wait, it was a show?
Yeah, it was a Masters of Ninjago or something like that.
I have no clue what it is, so...
I watched like the first 2 seasons of it and then I like kind of lost it for a while. And so, I saw a trailer for it, but it was the second movie. I didn't even know they had a first one. But it makes me mad because they had the Lego movie, the Lego Batman movie. No, probably Lego Ninjago movie. Then the Lego Batman movie. And then they're making a second one. And that makes me mad because why are they putting off the Lego movie 2? Because the Lego movie was amazing. So why are they not putting a second one?
The Lego movie wasn't that good.
Everything is awesome.
No.
Yes.
No. This producer better not play that song, because if
as
he
the
does,
host, he I listens to me.
I do not care. I will take his goats and I will feed them to my cat.
Well, we have a few problems with that.
Yeah. Well,
goats are sacred creatures.
Ask me if I care.
I say often.
I don't. What?
You said ask me if I care, and I thought of ask me if I do. It's every day, so you know. I went to the song.
Oh God.
Oh, see, Carson. Oh, crap.
Don't
Carson from the He from the Facebook Live said everything is awesome. He gets it. Everything is awesome.
No, everything is not awesome.
Everything is
That's
cool
a
when,
lie, kid.
Everything
don't
is cool when
it.
You're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you're living our dream.
No.
God, I want to watch that movie again. I wonder if they have it on Hulu.
I don't ever want to watch it. I never have, never will.
I wonder if I still have the DVD.
I hope it broke.
I hope Supernatural cancels and gets taken off of Netflix and Hulu.
If that happens, I will take you and I will feed you to my cat.
I'll punch your cat.
I will punch you. Don't touch my cat.
I'll beat you.
No, you won't.
I will.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is a great conversation.
Indeed.
Don't sniff in the mic. Everything is awesome.
No.
Thank you, Karsten. See, I got away with that one.
Wait. Change it, because he said it's Karsten.
Nope.
Karsten.
Can you, like, stop screaming his name?
No. There we go.
See what you did.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry for everyone listening to this and how annoying it is. This producer is going to be gone as well, just like all the other ones, because they don't seem to know how to do their job.
I will fight for this producer.
I will fight you.
I will fight you back.
I will fight this producer.
I will fight... No.
I don't know who No is, but I don't know why he wants you to fight him.
I will fight Donald Trump. That's no.
Karsten.
Karsten.
Stop.
Karsten,
can you, like, not
Karsten,
say his
Karsten,
name?
Karsten, Karsten, Karsten.
Sydney Elizabeth Parrish.
Karsten.
Jesus.
Karsten!
See, it's not working. Moving on. Talking about the whole Lego thing, I just don't understand why they're not making a second Lego movie, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know why Lego or... Who owns that? Whatever company is making these movies need to make the Lego movie, okay? Just saying that. Also, I think it might be a DC thing, because I don't think I saw any Marvel characters in that.
I don't know. I've never watched it, never will, never want to. It's stupid.
I'm going to force you to watch it.
If I will just take my eyeballs out with a fork.
That's okay.
How much I don't want to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I brought up Hulu, so now I want to bring this up.
I thought you said Pulu.
Pulu.
Marco.
I was on Hulu and I was scrolling through like a bunch of shows and everything, and I saw Black Dynamite, and I used to watch Black Dynamite a lot when I was younger though. And I was too young to watch Black Dynamite because it's an inappropriate show, and it's still inappropriate for me, and I'm 17.
I don't know what it is.
It's about a black guy that used to work for the CIA who knows karate and has a people called Honeybee, Bullhorn, and Cream Corn on his team, and they go and just do dumb
Cream
dip.
Corn.
Yeah. Also, Honeybee is voiced by Kim Whitley, who plays Yolanda in Young and Hungry. Figured that out a little bit ago, because I heard her voice. I was like, oh, hey, that's Mama Yolanda.
Don't know who that is.
Well, you need to watch Young and Hungry.
No.
Please?
No.
Can you at least do that for me?
No.
Well, then you're not getting a special surprise that you would have gotten if you watched Young and Hungry.
Well, I don't want to, so no.
Did you just wink at me?
No. No.
Why don't you just wink at me?
Maybe I blinked.
You aggressively blinked?
Hey! No. Yeah. Maybe I twitched.
That's something that me and friend up there on the Facebook Live made up. We thought of, I can never tell if someone is blinking at me, or I can't tell if someone is
blinking.
What was it?
Or
I can't tell if someone was blinking at me or aggressively winking.
Just, with both eyes?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how you know you got the double flirtation going on. You can't go, you gotta go, double blinking is better than one eyed blink at a time.
Wow. That's all I have to say to that. Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
You gotta learn to accept my stuff for the way it is.
No, I will never accept it.
You will never accept me?
No.
But I am friend.
No.
I'm friend.
No,
I'm
not.
Like another friend. I'm one of your best ones.
No.
I'm one of your only friends.
No.
Fine then.
I'm one of your best friends on Snapchat, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not one of mine.
Well, I guess that means that we can't be best friends in real life.
Sorry.
Oh, my bad, Karsten. Thank you. It's aggressively blinking or double winking. God, you were waiting for that, weren't you?
Yeah.
But that time has come to where people must think about it.
Think about what?
Do you not know?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, I thought everybody knew.
About?
The bird is the word. No.
Bye.
But I'm pretty sure everybody knows, or everybody knows, unless you're 18 and out of school. It's time for school to come back, guys.
Oh, God, I'm leaving. Bye.
I'm not. Today's the 22nd. No, I go back to school August 8th. When do you go back to school?
The 9th or 10th or 12th. I don't know.
Oh, I like how you just skipped the 11th. But, yes,
Wow.
We have to go back to school soon. And you know what that means? We have to die all over again for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But I saw this thing, and I have hope. It said, 2016 felt like it took 5 years, and 2017 is feeling like it's taken 5 minutes. Because it seriously feels like 2017 is just going, woo!
I feel like all the years go by really fast. I don't know. I really, like, don't pay attention to days or anything.
A couple days ago, I completely forgot what day it was.
Oh.
I was sitting there, and
I'm glad to know you know.
And I was sitting there, I was like, I have no idea what today is. I don't know what day of the week it is. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Okay, so this is, I always used to check my phone to see the date because I always like to see the date. Like, I like to know what day it is, okay?
Okay.
And, like, I got an iPhone recently, last week.
Because you're spoiled.
I'm not spoiled.
You're being spoiled.
But my brother got a job at Sprint. And then
Sprint must pay real good money for him to be buying you an iPhone 7.
There was a special, is buy one, get one free, basically.
Oh, so he just gave you the short end of the stick?
No, because he bought me and my other brother, Aiden, an iPhone 7 Plus. And then he bought my mom and my mom's boyfriend a Samsung Galaxy 8.
Mama Amy has a boyfriend?
You didn't know that?
I'm sorry, I'm not into your personal life like that. How long has she been dating said boyfriend?
Like 4 years.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You really didn't know about that?
No.
Oh.
Why?
Well, yeah.
What's his name?
Leon.
Leon?
Yeah.
That's an awesome name.
Okay.
Because it's that's the name of the dude from Resident Evil. And Leon is one of the greatest characters.
Yeah.
Is he white?
No.
What is he?
He's about like you.
He's mulatto? Or is he Mexican?
No, he's black, white, black, white.
So he's mulatto?
What? I don't know what that is, but sure.
Mulatto is black and white?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Is he light-skinned?
Yeah.
Is he darker than me?
Kind of.
I don't like him. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Light-skinned people are the best people.
No.
Wow, so you're racist now?
Yes.
Wow. You know, they have a special place down there for you, for racist people.
Hell?
Yes.
Buddy, you're going too.
Yeah, but my seat is reserved.
Right next to the devil, for sure.
Hey, I could be best friends with Lucifer himself.
Lucifer's hot and supernatural. Just saying.
I'm pretty sure he saw it because he has to spend all day in hell. Oh, knee slap. You know that was punny. Did you paint your nails a different color from last time?
No.
I obviously don't pay enough attention to you.
I had these last Saturday.
I don't remember.
Wow. Thanks.
I obviously don't pay enough attention to you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not my fault. You're just not interesting. How does it feel to be hurt emotionally? It sucks, doesn't it?
Guys.
Okay.
He hurt me.
He
just disregards the fact.
Because you're fake crying and ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh.
But
oh,
you have oh. you have Snapchat, of course. But have you done the whole new thing? The Saraha.
Yeah.
That thing that took Snapchat by storm suddenly.
Yeah.
It's
like the new, like, whatever that app was, like My Crush or whatever. Like This Crush. I don't know. It was like, okay, so basically it all started with ask.fm, if
that
you know what
that weird.
Is. It's basically like the same thing. Okay, and then it went to the, like, This Crush, My Crush, or whatever it was called, and now it's the Saraha thing.
Saraha.
Because that's basically what it is, Saraha.com.
But yeah, so many people on my Snapchat have been doing it, and they're getting, like, constant replies and everything.
Yeah.
I got 6.
I got, like, 24.
Yeah, I got nothing. None of you people care about me. Like, you had a chance to be 100% honest and think about me the exact same way.
Left two comments on yours, okay?
Yeah, you left two comments.
Yeah.
The same person left two. I want multiple people to tell me how they feel, but no, they're
You didn't
like,
even leave a comment on mine, so.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What was it?
I'm not telling you. And I knew yours because you copy and pasted the freaking.
I didn't copy and paste it. I just sang it into my phone and then it wrote it.
You sang the opening to Liverpool Radio into your phone.
Yeah. You know that I've memorized it. Time for the biggest little show on the internet. LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney.
Pencils down, earbuds in.
It's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ.
That was probably, when I read that, I was like, oh, cringe.
Ready? I got this.
Oh, God, are you going to do it word for word?
I don't know when it starts.
How do you not know?
For the biggest little show on the internet. LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ.
Welcome to Little Fella Radio. Wow.
Yes.
I'm not sure how I feel about you knowing that by heart. Wow, that sudden drop in music. That messed me up. Hold up.
Yeah, I've memorized it. Like, I've known it since when we got it. Like, I've just memorized it. It's catchy, and I love it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad my name in there is good.
No, it's all about mine.
You know what, guys? I hope you like her, because...
Everyone loves me. Come on now.
Your pillow doesn't count.
I don't have a pillow.
What, do you sleep on your arms?
I'm kidding. No, I have two pillows.
I have three.
Aren't you so special?
I stole one from my mom.
So
lonely and sad, real alone. Any hoosies?
No, I like it.
Oh. No, I don't care what you like.
I know.
But, oh, I forgot to say when we were talking about movies. I was on Instagram. Of course, I'm always on Instagram.
You, what? Okay.
But I saw a picture that DC posted, I think.
DC?
And it was of the Justice League.
Uh-huh.
It had a picture of, like, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman, and Cyborg.
Who's that? Okay.
You don't know who Cyborg is?
No.
Wow,
is he from Teen Titans?
Of course you don't know who the black guy is.
I mean, I know him from Teen Titans.
No, good for you. They're not called Teen Titans when they're adults. They're just called the Titans. Thank you very much.
What? You just threw something at me!
Whoops. My hand slipped. I had a muscle spasm.
What is this?
I don't know.
You're mean.
I've been told.
I would never throw anything at you.
You've thrown so much stuff at me. You've thrown so much stuff at me, including shade. Pun.
You right.
But I saw a picture for it on Instagram, and it literally looked like it was taken. That picture was taken back in 1960. It was so low def. It was just like.
Wait, what was it for?
Justice League, the new movie coming out.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what a lot of things are, but that's okay.
It's okay.
No,
you're special.
Not.
I'm going to give you a little air pity pat.
Don't air pity pat my head.
I'm going to pity pat you if I want a pity
pat.
I
will pity pat you on your face.
Thanks.
With the back of my hand.
You're not the nicest person.
Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
Okay, but you know of what...
Bless you.
Thank you. You know what a wax figure is, what?
Wax figure...
You know what a wax figure is,
indeed,
right?
Indeed, I do.
Okay, so you know how some people are really good at wax figures.
Indeed, I do.
Like, you know how Kylie Jenner has one that's so realistic, it looks like she's actually standing there?
Indeed, I do.
If you say that one more time, I swear to God.
I don't.
Smart, Alec.
Okay, go on. So about the wax figures, Kylie Jenner, 75% silicone. Go on.
What?
What? Kylie Jenner's fake. Go on.
Okay. Just gonna throw some shade out there to that Jenner.
Lots of it.
Even though she's not my favorite, Kendall's my favorite.
Oh. Oh yeah, Kendall. Kendall's lit. Kendall's chill.
Yeah. She's not like Kylie. Kylie was just like, you know what? I'm gonna get my lips bigger. My
Kylie was
chesticles
like this.
Bigger.
So her lips were just paper cut, and then like she just like boom,
she's just like, hey, my name is Kylie, my sisters are popular, and then she went from I have my own makeup and fashion line and all this
she's
stuff.
Like, I'm so precious. Oh
I'm
God.
So precious. I'm the most important out of the Kardashians and Jenners.
Okay, we're done.
And then Kendall was just like, I'm gonna be a model.
Yeah, Kendall's like the like most natural and most like
she's the most down to earth.
Yeah, she's not all about that. Like all about that base. Sorry, she does. She doesn't really cause much drama.
Like, of course not. Yeah. The only thing she caused drama in was when she put her face on a Tupac. Tupac?
Tupac.
Wow, I am wow. white.
Tupac.
A Tupac show. Shirt. What? Can I help you?
Yeah, you said Tupac, and then you were like, wow, I am white. Are you racist? Are you being racist?
I am half white, thank you very much.
So?
But, yeah, they got into, like, a huge controversy because they put their face on a Biggie Small shirt, Tupac, and, like, I think Eazy-E.
Ew.
And it made a lot of people furious.
Yeah, that's because people get triggered easily.
Well, this shirt had no significant meaning. They just put their face next to them, just like, oh, we support them. Like, I bet you can't even name one of Tupac's songs.
I can't.
Really? Gangster Paradise? Ambitious as a writer? I believe that's Tupac. Wow, I'm disappointed.
I mean, I know him. I listen to his music.
Can you
I
name a
can't.
Biggie Small song? Nope, of course you can't, because you don't know a single thing. Wow.
Hi.
But going back to wax figures, there's been a lot of good wax figures because some people are really good, except the one who did Selena Gomez, who in her wax figure looked like she was questioning its very existence.
Mm.
It was just like, what? Why? Why?
I've never seen Selena Gomez's
It looks like it's worried about its own existence. It's like, why am I here?
It's like, oh, God.
But someone made a wax figure of Beyonce.
Mm.
And the wax figure is white. It is pretty much a white person, a dark-skinned white person with blonde hair. And she looks like, it looks like another celebrity, and I want to say Tori Kelly.
I don't know who that is. Go on.
I think it's Tori Kelly I'm thinking of. It might be a different celebrity. But she reminds me of a different celebrity, and it's not even Beyonce. The face doesn't look like Beyonce. The hair, the skin, she's not even as tall. But, you know, let's put a microphone in her hand and say, oh, it's Beyonce, and, you know, it's Beyonce. Like,
I've never, wax figures are just creepy. I don't know why people make them.
No one's been able to perfect the Beyonce wax figure look.
It's because Beyonce is fake. And she's part of the Illuminati, and she sold herself to the devil, and so she gets what she wants.
That is so far from true. Don't even get me started on Rihanna.
Okay, Rihanna's not bad.
Rihanna is bad.
Rihanna's great.
Rihanna can't even sing.
Rihanna can sing.
No, have you heard her live?
Yeah, have you?
Yes!
Yeah!
Rihanna, she only has one song that I like at this point, and that's Love on the Brain.
Okay, well, Rihanna's a good singer.
Her voice, she has no practice whatsoever. She was not a gifted singer. She can't hit high notes. Her voice gets too raspy, and people sing that make that seem like, oh, she's a powerful singer because her voice is like that. That is not true.
Okay.
She smokes too much, and that's why her voice is like that. She has no vocal training. She tries to be better than what she really is, and people give her excuses.
What are you, Mr. AJ knows everything over here?
I have an ear for music.
Okay, but Rihanna can sing.
She has decent songs.
She can sing.
And recording editing.
She can sing.
Is the only thing that's keeping her career alive. And her body.
I'm triggered, so she can sing. Just say she can sing.
No, she can't sing.
She can sing.
No.
She can sing.
Even when she was first starting off, she couldn't sing.
She can sing.
You know, Rihanna had to actually...
Do you know how many songs that Rihanna has that are like... everywhere, like her old songs and her recent songs, like they're like, how can you say she cannot sing?
Because she can't.
She can.
No, she can't.
We're done with this.
You know
topic.
What's amazing?
Oh, no.
You
no,
know how
no, be-
you know how much
I
better
can't.
Beyonce
gonna,
is than Rihanna. Rihanna.
We're not going to compare
Rihanna
them because they're both their own artists.
Rihanna,
and they're both good, but Rihanna can sing.
When
that's
Beyonce
all I'm
was
saying.
In Destiny's Child, she they had a tribute thing in Rihanna. Performed, and some other chick did a tribute to Beyonce, in Destiny's Child.
What does that have to do with anything?
Rihanna has to follow Beyonce.
Rihanna was doing a tribute to her song that's like,
Rihanna released her album Anti, right? Or Anti or whatever.
I don't know.
Beyonce released Lemonade. And everyone's just like, oh, you would have thought Beyonce would have released Lemonade after Rihanna's album died down. Funny thing is, Rihanna's album did die down. That's why Beyonce released Lemonade, because Rihanna's album wasn't going
anywhere.
You're
a Beyonce fan more than a Rihanna fan, so I see it coming from your point of view, but no.
Okay, let's look at statistics.
No.
Who has more awarded songs?
Rihanna.
No.
Rihanna.
No. Do you want me to look that up right now?
Okay, we don't need statistics.
Because you already know that Beyonce is considered a better singer.
No, because to some people.
Okay, yes, because some people are.
We are all allowed to have an opinion, and mine is great, and AJ's is great from our own point of view. Okay, that's it. I'm done because I'm triggered. Bye.
You're just. Why can't you just accept the fact that I'm right?
Because you're not.
Okay.
Okay.
If that's what you think.
You're not right.
Just know that Beyonce is always going to be a better singer than Rihanna.
She's not.
She is.
She's not.
If Rihanna were to get shot and died right now, people would make a fuss out about it. If Beyonce was shot and murdered,
people would make a fuss at it.
People would track down the killer and hang him.
No, they wouldn't, because that's illegal.
You don't mess with the Beehive.
Listen.
Beyonce has the greatest fans.
You're making her fans seem out to be like heroes, like they're powerful or something.
Beyonce's fans,
okay, Beyonce's fans
are powerful.
Her fans can't do crap if she got killed, first of all. And if Rihanna got killed, okay, you're saying that more people would care about Beyonce than Rihanna? They both have their own fan base, which is huge on both sides.
But Beyonce's is bigger.
That doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Just because people like Beyonce better does not mean that she is, like, bigger than Rihanna.
She is,
like,
bigger. Okay.
Just because she has a bigger fan base and people like Beyonce and say she's
bigger
all this
fan
and
base,
blah, blah,
more,
blah.
Bigger fan
does
base,
not mean she's
more
better.
Awards.
Does not mean
more
she's better.
More recognized as a better
better
artist.
It doesn't mean she's better. It doesn't.
I mean, everything's pointing to where Beyonce is a better singer.
You're looking at, like, facts.
Facts are what you have to go by.
Facts are facts. Like,
you go off of facts.
No, because that's facts made by someone else's opinion. No, Beyonce's not that great. Beyonce's good, but she's not better than Rihanna.
She is.
No, she's not.
I hate for you. Beyonce is known as a worldwide phenomenon. She has so many records.
She's not better. She's not.
I want you to give me some form of proof that Rihanna is better.
I don't need to give you proof because my opinion is my opinion, and that is my statement.
Okay, I understand that.
That's all I have to say.
I understand that, but when it comes to facts, Beyonce is a better artist.
But facts don't matter because facts are just on her fan base and stuff, and fan bases don't matter because fan bases are just a whole bunch of people with opinions.
So you're saying
her opinions.
So you're saying her album numbers that are better than Rihanna's is opinion. You're saying that all the awards she won that she has won is opinion. You're saying that the number of fans that she has, which is bigger than Rihanna's, Rihanna's is just an opinion.
I can't with you. I'm really gonna. Okay, we're done. I'm a hold with my opinion. Okay, because I'm not even gonna. Yeah, we're moving on now. Because I'm gonna slap you.
Okay, we'll move on to a different artist.
We're gonna cat fight right now, and I can't do this. I'm too tired for this.
We're gonna go. Oh wow, Carson's just gonna trigger me because he's bringing up the whole Katy Perry thing.
Oh God, from our
from
Facebook
when we
live.
Carson said, "What about that Katy Perry though, guys? Come on, she's great."
Katy Perry is trash.
If you guys remember us talking about it when we guest started on Fat Guy Radio Show, he did Mr. Corey. he did like the top 10 artists, and Katy Perry was apparently better than Beyonce and Rihanna.
No, definitely not.
So yeah, we're both slightly triggered because favorite artists were.
Listen, person who can't be named, Katy Perry's trash. Should not be a singer.
Katy Perry is trying to act too much like a kid than an adult. Rihanna and Beyonce, they do music about heartbreak. They do like real emotion stuff. Katy Perry's, I'm in a teenage dream.
Yeah.
I'm a California girl. You are a grown woman who needs to stop living in her teenage years.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Yeah, but no. Katy Perry's nothing. She's nothing compared to Rihanna or Beyonce.
Just facts, people.
Yes. But all right, never mind. So another artist that we should turn our subject on today is Selena Gomez because it's her birthday.
Yeah, we can get to her later. We're going to talk about Drake first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about how Drake posted a picture to his Instagram about how he is still getting checks from when he was a teenager on the show Degrassi.
I've never watched the show, never want to. It's gross.
Yeah, he was on the show when he was younger. He played a dude in a wheelchair, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love how he's still getting checks. Even though the check, I believe, was for $8.50. And he's still getting money from a show that's been over for decades. Because royalties and all that stuff like that.
Oh.
Merchandise or people buying it or whatever.
In The Walking Dead, there was this one girl who was killed off in, like, I think the second season. And her name got taken out of, like, the credits after because she was killed off, obviously. And she, like, tried to file a lawsuit. Like, she was mad that her name got taken out of the credits. Like, girl, you ain't on the show anymore. You ain't that important. Bye.
Right. You don't see anyone trying to sue Empire for taking their name out after they were killed off.
She was a child, though, so petty. She just wants money.
Some children think they're better than they really are.
They're so good.
Okay, so my bros, Carson and Jalen, they are currently having they're having their own conversation in the Facebook Live. They're just catching up and all that because they totally don't talk on a daily basis.
Yeah. So back to Selena Gomez because she's great.
It's her birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Selena.
You still make trash music. I haven't liked a single one of Selena Gomez's songs that have come out recently.
You don't like Bad Liar?
Nope. I don't like Bad Liar. I don't like... Wait, doesn't she sing It Ain't Me?
I don't know. I don't know that song. It Ain't Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
never
that might
that.
Be Selena Gomez. That Selena Gomez is the only one I like.
Bad Liar, like, I love that song. It's such a great song.
I don't like Bad Liar. I don't like Can't Keep My Hands to Myself.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Such a crappy song.
I mean, I do, but why would I want to? Yeah.
It's such a
boom bang. Boom, boom,
dumb
boom, boom.
Song.
I say boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way ho. Boom, boom. I love hearing you say, way ho. Way ho.
I saw a vine of a cat singing that. Dude was just like, boom, boom. Well, let me hear you say, well, you hear the cat go, meow,
meow, meow. I wish my cat would do that.
You wish your cat would sing to you?
Yeah.
That's nifty.
No one else is going to. I'm just kidding. My cat's great. My cat meows when he wants attention.
Get yourself a boyfriend and have him sing to you.
No. Girlfriend? Boyfriends are overrated.
Oh, so you want a girlfriend?
No. Girls are overrated, too. Too emotional.
Boom, boom, let me hear you say
well.
Shush,
oh,
I wanted to hear the cat.
Oh, Ernie.
I wanted to hear the cat.
Wow, are you deaf? I heard it.
I couldn't hear it when you went,
boom, boom, let me hear you say well.
Oh, man, look at you.
Their little kitty can sing. It's so cute.
Sound like a dying cat.
You sounded like a pterodactyl. That's not appropriate. That was a disgusting sound. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Nah, no shame. Okay.
Okay. But like I was saying, you need to get yourself a boyfriend.
No.
You're too lonely.
You are too. You need to find yourself a girlfriend.
I am perfectly fine single.
So am I.
I'm an independent man who don't need
no
woman.
I'm doing good by myself. So guys are butts, and they're rude, and...
Butts. Are we in fifth grade?
Sorry, would you like me to curse?
Say it.
No.
It's the season finale.
No.
Oh, yeah, if y'all didn't look, it's the season finale, by the way. I probably should have said that at the beginning of the show.
No, I'm not going to say a bad word. I don't curse.
Editing is a thing. Mm. Only the live stream people would hear it.
No. I don't curse.
Oh my God, what a huge lie.
I don't curse in front of adults because it's disrespectful.
I mean, unless you hear them say, that's not nice, or that's inappropriate. And what are you talking about?
What?
Didn't you say the B word when we guest started on Fat Guy Radio Show?
No, I didn't get to say it.
But you were going to.
Yeah, but I was going to.
Exactly. So you don't care if you cuss in front of adults.
No, I do. But, like, it just depends.
On?
On whether I want to or not.
So what's stopping you now?
The fact that there's an adult and plenty more probably watching because they're weirdos.
I can promise you.
Like small children.
I don't think. Oh, this is the Facebook Live I'm looking at. I don't know about Ustream, but I'm 17. You're
15? 16? How old are you?
You got it right. I'm 15.
15? God, you're young.
Yeah, I'm young.
Woo! But when it comes to the Facebook Live, there's not a single adult watching that because I have three of my friends having their own conversation. They are just...
Yeah, they ain't even paying attention to us. They just...
We have a group chat dedicated to conversations, guys. You know what? Have fun.
Yeah, enjoy We're good.
Enjoy the show. Have your own conversation.
They like all mute us and they're just like typing by themselves.
They turn their volume down. Just like, I don't care about what they're
doing. They're chill. They're fine. You know what? We don't need them.
Right.
We don't need their comments. It's fine. We're okay.
I mean, they're up to 25 comments on that.
Oh my God.
I think that's the most we've ever gotten.
I just kind of want to see what they're saying.
That's no. Don't pay attention to them.
Okay,
pay
I'm
attention to your
attention.
Host.
No, I don't want to pay attention to you.
Why not?
Because you're boring.
I am not boring.
You're boring.
I am not.
You're boring.
You know what? If I'm boring, then you're boring too.
No.
Because people come to the show to watch me. Not
oh,
you.
That's a lie. I'm just kidding. You're not boring sometimes. But like...
You should look at yourself. You don't do anything. I don't do anything either, but...
Yeah. Don't talk crap if you do the same thing of doing nothing.
You don't... I do stuff, okay? I am a great friend.
Oh. Oh.
I am a great friend.
Oh.
You know what?
He's so triggered right now. I'm a great friend.
No, you're... to what? Your cat?
No, to the people that I actually care about.
So obviously not me.
I'm a good friend to you.
Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna lie. She is a good friend. She's not a horrible person.
Yeah, I'm a good person.
Good for you.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so folks, I have to go to a more serious note.
Oh God.
As you guys know, this is the season finale of Lil Fella Radio. And the show will be back next season. But I will not be a part of it. This is my Sydney's dying.
I just choked on my water.
This is my last season with the show.
Oh.
I won't be returning next season.
I'm like tearing up.
I might too. I've been with the show. It's been my baby for the past 5 years. Sydney, you've been with me for 4 of those 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be passing on the reins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to be passing away.
No.
I was like, oh.
I'm going to be passing on the reins to Sydney.
There you go.
I don't know. Thank you guys for having me. I mean, thank you guys for dealing with me for the past 5 years. But
it's been a great 5 years.
It's been a great 5 years. I'm not going to lie. It's given me something to do. It's given me fun. This has given me great memories. But the show is called Lil Fella Radio. And if we were to come back next year, if I were to come back, I would be 18 and I would not be little anymore.
No.
But
you wouldn't be a little fella. It wouldn't make sense.
Exactly. But just because I am not coming back to Lil Fella Radio doesn't mean I won't be coming back to BDB Radio Network. I don't know what I'll be doing, but I will be back probably with another show. This won't be the last you see me. I can promise you that. This will not be the last you see me. I will still be bugging Lil Fella Radio. I'll probably pop in maybe once or twice, join them.
Yes.
But it's Sydney's going to be the host. She's going to be fine. She has plenty of experience.
I'm going to be fine.
And whoever she brings on as co-host, I'm sure they'll be fine too. If not, I have say to kick them out because this is my baby. I am the OG, original OG. OG. I'm the player. I'm the pimp. This is my...
I'm the pimp.
This is my baby. But yeah, I just thank you guys so much for the amazing past 5 years.
No. It's honestly going to be so
I am kind of sad. I am kind of sad about it.
Honestly, if you're not sad about it, then you haven't been with us for all 5 years. Because honestly, like, this has, like, been just, like, a thing that I look to every, like, weekend, you know? Like, every time we do a show, like, I always look forward to it. Because you're a great person, and I love spending time with you. And
same. Like, this is, like, the only time we hang out.
Yeah, and, like, it's sad because I'm not going to see you as much.
I'm sure we'll still see each other, but it's just...
I'm not going to cry. I'm not gonna cry.
God, we've known that this is gonna be my last show. I decided that this is gonna be my last show about probably near the beginning of the season, maybe after the first or second show. I finally decided, like, this is gonna be my last show, and
we've been, like, reminiscing on it, but it's just not really hit us yet. Like, we haven't really had to say it. Like,
it's one of those things that you don't really feel it happening until it happens. But we're making this seem like a death. I'm not dying.
But it is sad. It's not a death, but...
It's just me saying bye to something that's been a part of my life for 5 years. So I want to say thank you to everyone that's been with us. If you're new, thank you for enjoying us for this year. If you've been with us since the very beginning, thank you. I appreciate you guys being here. Just thank you. So, with that emotional stuff out of the way, I wanted to say... For the last time, thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word.
This song's actually going to make me cry.
Don't cry, because then I'm going to cry.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye.